Chapter 8, Using Your Blog as a Social Bookmarking Platform. Blogs offer countless opportunities for launching your business into the social media networks, and they can be designed as an extension of an existing website or simply stand alone. Blogging is moving far beyond the casual journal style of the initial growth stages, allowing businesses and large companies to develop a fresh identity. Blogging culture allows you to take part in a conversational style of marketing, reaching hundreds and thousands of visitors on a daily basis, and even creating a following. Providing high-quality content is an important component of your blog. Without good articles and content, your readers will simply move elsewhere. A blog can be used as a platform for your social bookmarking efforts, since each and every link to an article can be shared independently. This is why you need to implement a social bookmarking badge or link on your site, since the times that you're not independently marketing yourself, another visitor may go ahead and do it for you. Blogs are an easy way to break apart your website into different subjects and categories. Even a well-organized website can be limited when it does not offer comments or space for feedback. While many websites are being designed in this way, the benefits of launching a blog along with your site are a valuable opportunity to generate higher readership. Blogs also give you an option to implement an RSS subscription service. Since many people simply do not have the time to visit multiple sites in a given day, an RSS feed can deliver new content to their email box or other RSS reader. This gives you a chance to share the link with each and every subscriber, and every time you publish, you increase the chances of someone simply submitting your content to a social bookmarking site or network. Setting up your blog to be social media friendly. Your blog may be set up through a variety of services, such as Blogger, WordPress, or Typepad. Whichever format you choose, it's a good idea to look for widgets and code that can add social bookmarking buttons to the site immediately. Remember that this makes it very easy and efficient for your readers to start submitting something they read to multiple social bookmarking networks and search engines. All you have to do during these stages is provide quality content on a regular basis and work on generating a large amount of traffic. Traffic will build on itself, and the more established your blog becomes, the higher the chances that it will be discovered. As your content starts to join the networks such as StumbleUpon and Dig, you'll notice immediate surges in traffic. Traffic is driven largely by the number of interested visitors who rate and vote on your site, and how valuable the content is to a variety of readers. Not only do you need to focus on creating evergreen and valuable content on a regular basis, but it's important to make it easy for search engine rankings with the appropriate amount of keywords. Increasing your blog's popularity with social bookmarking. The only way to effectively increase your blog's popularity with social bookmarking is to spread out your endeavors across multiple social media sites. This may include Technorati, Google Links, Delicious, and Yahoo. Links where your individual articles and submissions are mentioned either within another blog or standing alone in a particular category. Tools such as Social Meter can help you keep track of how well your blog or website is doing in the social bookmarking networks at any given time. Social Meter scans the largest social websites and ranks them against each other based on how many times your link or website is indexed in each one. You just type in your URL and the results will run a search on each site to give you a final tally. Badges and chicklets, the tools that you can add to your blog or website, are very effective ways to develop your social bookmarking activity. Your blog's popularity will instantly increase because you are, first, providing users increased interaction. You'll be surprised how many static sites that make this shift can start building traffic with very little direct marketing. Once the news spreads that you're offering this added value to your website, you can look forward to increased traffic on a regular basis. Second, making it easy to reach Dig and other social bookmarking networks that allow users to vote. Voting and rating articles is becoming a very popular activity on the web, and if you write something particularly compelling, you can start to create a traffic boost overnight. Third, increasing your exposure naturally in the social networking hemisphere. Social networking and bookmarking gives you a chance to increase your exposure tenfold. Visitors who find an article worth sharing will help you reach a much more targeted and refined audience than simply publishing a website and hoping to get readers. You'll be delivering your news and information with much stronger impact. In addition to promoting yourself on social bookmarking sites, there are some effective ways to market the blog itself. Again, this will encourage your visitors to share the news from your blog on their own. Some effective strategies for blog promotion may include, first, join an RSS submission network. This will help you submit to an even larger listing of sites, all from the RSS feeds that you create. Syndication also allows you to reach a much larger audience, and building a steady list of subscribers can increase traffic flow instantly. Second, post announcements about your blog and website on forums, bulletins, and community boards. When you've identified your specific channels, start promoting yourself with news announcements, news articles, or simply an introduction to community members. Include your link, and you'll easily start to drive traffic. And third, join discussion groups and forums about your industry or topic, and leave a link to your blog or website in your profile every time you post. The power of backlinks and trackbacks for your blog. Backlinks can also be used as an effective tool for promoting your blog and will give it more value and credibility for any new visitors. Backlinking was once only used by websites in the resources or links section, and today it's a fundamental tool for helping build your blog on search engines such as Google. Backlinks can help you get traffic from other sites, and you can make use of it by adding comments to different blogs or websites and providing a direct link to your own. Backlinking responsibly is very important, and you do need to make sure that you're getting quality links going in and out of your site. Google is becoming much better at identifying poorly linked sites and blogs, and you may lose out on consistent page rankings if you do not do this carefully. While this is an indirect effort for your social bookmarking network, it will help you establish a better page rank so more social bookmarkers can find you. Trackbacks are another way for you to manage your user feedback and increase interaction. Trackback functions are usually a part of your blogging management system and give you the chance to see how many people are linking back to your blog on a regular basis. These are usually placed in comment boxes, and even though you can keep track of comments in your blog management software program, it's a good idea to use trackbacks for easier reference. Social bookmarking sites that are ranked above a PR5 on Google are called authority sites. That means they're sites Google considers weight-related or carrying enough popularity weight to positively affect sites linked from the authority sites, so they have a positive effect on the site linked to, regarding its search engine results position, or SERP. Plus, Google gives more weight to one-way links than it does reciprocal links. In other words, the more one-way links you have from PR5 plus sites pointing at articles or posts on your sites, the better SERPs you're going to get. Therefore, it only makes sense that you want as many links on as many authority sites as possible pointing to your sites and/or blogs. Here's a list of authority sites ranking PR5 and above out of a possible 10. And remember, you can find these exact URLs in the text version of Social Bookmarking Secrets. Ranking at PR8, there's Delicious and Dig.com and StumbleUpon.com and Reddit.com. Ranking at PR7, there's Furl.net. And at PR6, Clipmarks.com, ThisNext.com, and RawSugar.com. And at PR5, there's FeedMaker.com and BuddyMarks.com. While Google's page ranking system is not the be-all and end-all when it comes to measuring how popular a site is, it is a fairly good indicator. By the way, these sites were active with the page rank I indicated at the time of this recording, but do keep in mind that page rank can change without notice. Chapter 9, Spamming Dangers and How to Make Social Bookmarking Work for You Positively. Even though most social bookmarking engines and websites are designed with spam blockers and filters, there are still many potential dangers when you're working on different platforms. In just the same way as blog comments, spam can easily infiltrate your social bookmarking submissions, and it's important to keep an eye on your submissions to make sure they are not becoming corrupt. The growth of social media sites makes it much easier for spammers to attack different communities, and if any of your content becomes filled with spam, you will be far less likely to receive support and increased bookmarking from other community members. Social software is exploding on the web, but there aren't many that are designed securely enough to filter out spam. The idea of reaching hundreds upon thousands of computers after a single submission is an attractive one for both business-minded individuals and spammers alike. Since the goal is simply to drive traffic in a competitive marketplace, the temptation to abuse the system becomes even stronger. Being aware that social bookmarking exploitation is a risk involved with your participating in social media networks is important. Large sites, such as Delicious and Blogger, have set up spam filters by requesting a CAPTCHA for each submitter. Still, there are many programs designed to automatically get by various spam filters, and you will need to monitor your content on a frequent basis to watch for it. In addition to online vandalism in the form of spam, you'll find that many websites and social bookmarkers are simply rehashing old content. Duplicate content does have some value when it's used effectively, but it's important that you use enough of your own ideas and words to make the piece unique. Always keep in mind that the integrity of your profile and company is behind each submission and what you publish on the web. If people do not consider you to be a reliable source, you can lose credibility in a very short period of time. Making sure you don't spam. Social bookmarking offers you a lot of freedom and can help you drive traffic to your website overnight. Still, abusing this freedom can lower the credibility of your business, your brand, and your company name. Moving beyond the potential for spamming will help you to build a strong and regular community instead of being booted off a social bookmarking network. It's important to review your submissions to make sure you're not overusing keywords. Keyword overuse is a turnoff for readers anyway, and you should aim for a keyword density between 6 to 8% at the maximum level. Most readers will easily pick up on articles that simply do not make sense, and this will limit your ability to promote quality work. Instead of focusing exclusively on SEO, create something unique with an attractive headline instead. Google and Yahoo are also becoming vigilant about catching spam-type articles and will lower your chances of indexing as a result. The most important factors for indexing by Google include publishing content that is relevant to the heading or topic, quality formatting, appropriate links and references, and appropriate amount of keywords. Reading all terms of use and guidelines will ensure that you can make the most of your participation and grow with your community so you are developing a strong presence. Avoiding becoming a spammer if you're using duplicate content. Duplicate content makes it easier for you to write about your topic of choice, giving you a pre-researched format and guideline. Still, it's important to make many changes to the article and obtain permission rights from the author when necessary. A single sentence or paragraph that's copied word for word can be detrimental to your search engine placement and may even lead to copyright infringement. The software question, to buy or not to buy. You'll find a variety of submission directory software packages and applications available on the web today, but it's important to review the risks involved with using an automated service. Since many of these can be blocked by spam filters, the efforts may not be worth your time. These software packages are designed to submit your content and information on multiple sites in one simple step. Some social bookmarking submission software packages are designed to be compatible with multiple websites, but you may find that some of your content simply becomes pushed onto spamming sites and blogs. This is why submitting to quality directories and sites is even more important today. Automation does not necessarily guarantee quality, and only you can make the decision on whether this is appropriate for your business, your blog, or your website. Still, you may find some value in free sites such as Socializer 2.0. Socializer is a free web service from Extreme.com, that's Ekstreme.com, that allows you to submit one link to several social bookmarking sites by adding some code to your site. The company has also developed customizable WordPress and movable type plugins, and you can find instructions on downloading this information directly from the website. You can bookmark your articles to one folder in your IE favorites, export it to its own folder, and import all bookmarks in that folder to Delicious, and then tag or label them. Many of the other social bookmarking sites have features that will allow you to import those favorites directly into your account from Delicious. It's important, remember to mark all your bookmarks in all social bookmarking sites as public. When you import bookmarks, most sites will automatically or by default mark them as private. When they're marked as private, no one, including search engines, can find or view your bookmarks. If you leave them marked as private, it, of course, then defeats the purpose of social bookmarking from a marketing standpoint. Chapter 10, Conclusion and Summaries. Social bookmarking is quickly becoming a valuable opportunity for businesses of any size and scope. With the explosion of online media channels and advertising opportunities, the potential to grow traffic through a fresh outlet presents itself as a prime opportunity through social bookmarking. Social bookmarking is just one way to help create exposure and brand leverage for your business, and strategizing an internet marketing approach with a social bookmarking element can help create new opportunities, a chance to nurture customers for life. This ebook covered a variety of topics that explored the world of social media and how social bookmarking fits into your online marketing mix. In Chapter 1, you learned what social bookmarking is and how it's becoming a popular online activity. We explored how to create a profile and develop a website so that it would be more conducive to social media. Social bookmarking and networking require a different approach to website design and even writing articles. And the more that you focus on the appropriate design and relevance of your material, the higher the chances of achieving higher search engine rankings and introduction to the appropriate channels. In this chapter, you also learned the different outlets that are being used on the web today: media sharing, social networking communities, Wikipedia, and online audio broadcasts are just a few of the various channels that go hand in hand with social bookmarking efforts. Learning how to adapt your website to take part in all of these areas can help boost traffic in multiple ways. The key benefits of social bookmarking were also discussed in Chapter 1, highlighting how to increase revenue, drive website rankings, and even lower expenses in your marketing budget. Since social bookmarking only requires consistency and time, your efforts can easily be measured using analytical measurement tools through blogging services and website statistics. We learned that community building is the essence of social bookmarking, and driving traffic often involves participation in multiple channels. Building traffic to ensure visitors turn into lifelong customers is a fundamental goal for both online and offline businesses, and becoming proficient with social bookmarking can help drive new customer interest. In Chapter 2, we learned about the process of social bookmarking and why it's relevant in today's online marketplace. Social bookmarking can become a very valuable market research tool, as it provides firsthand information on what topics are of the highest interest at any given time. For example, the growth of tag clouds in social bookmarking communities makes it easy to glance at a particular subject and learn how popular it is in real time. This is advantageous when developing new content and also assessing where to find potential customers. Learning how to increase exposure for specific pieces of web content will be a part of your social bookmarking efforts, and sites such as Dig and Technorati can help create a boost of visitors overnight. You can enjoy increased exposure from multiple channels simply by reaching the front page or top rankings of those sites. Dig.com receives millions of visitors each day, and the rolling list of new articles gives you a chance to achieve a high rating from readers so that you get on the front page and receive instant traffic. In addition to these chances of an overnight success, you learned about developing content that is appropriate for the web. Catering to the social media crowd means writing for your audience, and there are some key strategies to keep in mind when writing content that is published online. In addition to appropriate content, we discussed increasing links to your website and how to participate in various blog communities and social networking platforms. Establishing your brand and business identity online can help develop traffic, and you can become a reliable resource for news as your subscribers and visitors continue to grow. Chapter 2 also highlighted the key bookmarking sites to become involved with and how to cater to each one depending on your niche industry or interests. In Chapter 3, we discussed how to develop your marketing strategy using social bookmarking. Developing an online marketing strategy no longer means appropriate search engine placement, as more consumers are shifting to multiple resources such as blogs and social networking communities to get information. Social bookmarking can help you gain exposure in a variety of new communities and, as a result, drive traffic directly to your website. We mapped out the most common internet marketing strategies that exist today. Focus ads, paid inclusion sites, and email campaigns are just a few. Joining social networks is quickly becoming an advanced way to reach your target market and can help you increase the word-of-mouth elements of marketing with very little upfront investment. You learned how to implement social bookmarking scripts on your website so that any visitor could begin participating. Social bookmarking scripts and widgets help a reader add your links to their list, and once they start sharing these lists themselves, the chances of increasing traffic grow exponentially. In Chapter 4, we discussed how to submit content to various social bookmarking sites. There are dozens of social bookmarking sites available on the web today, and you must learn the terms and guidelines of each before submitting content. It's also important to remember that many social bookmarking sites need to be accessed by your customers. That is, you may not need to submit your own content in every situation. The most effective way to spread your message and articles across multiple channels is to simply share it with the leaders in the community. You can do this by participating in communities regularly and providing relevant and useful information on a regular basis. Importing links and RSS feeds to your website can also help you gain an advantage on many social networking sites, as more people are becoming comfortable with subscribing to different channels, then posting what they've found to their own lists. This is just one approach for making use of social bookmarking in an indirect way. This chapter also discussed the do's and don'ts of social bookmarking, and highlighting the importance of becoming linked on different social bookmarking sites, obtaining backlinks, and learning about quality SEO. An overview of writing tips for SEO-friendly content was also outlined here, giving you some insights on writing appropriately for the web to enhance page views. Effective article and content development is a balance of ad copywriting techniques and SEO strategies. We discussed the difference between selling and presenting information and learned about different ways to present the information for your readers so that it would be easy to read and provide enough value. PageRank and reaching the top of social bookmarking networks were also discussed, and you learned about submitting press release and search engine directory submission strategies. In Chapter 4, we also discussed how affiliate links can be used in conjunction with your social bookmarking efforts. Learning what your readers may be interested in purchasing is a part of this process, but can help you drive fresh traffic from multiple resources through affiliate link exchange programs. This can essentially create an additional revenue stream for your business, but can also lead to increased traffic with very little ongoing effort. In Chapter 5, we learned about the top social bookmarking sites on the web today and how to distribute your internet marketing efforts across each of them. You learned how to write effective tags and headlines and the importance of tagging in order to have your content organized appropriately. We walked through 8 quality social bookmarking sites to get started: Delicious, Newsvine, StumbleUpon, Windows Live, Magnolia, Raw Sugar, Dig, and Technorati. Registration and other information were all discussed for each, and Delicious proves itself to be a strong start for many industries and subjects. You learned why your website and links should reach the top pages on Delicious, Newsvine, and StumbleUpon, and how to get the results you need by submitting the appropriate channels. You learned about the different categories available: news, sports, entertainment, business, or fashion and style for each of these bookmarking sites, and how to submit with relevance for each one. The importance of building a community presence and networking with other social bookmarkers was identified as another important part of traffic building. Commenting on other people's blogs and leaving a trail of links and relevant information is an effective way to build interest across various niche markets. Providing feedback to potential customers within a community and tracking results on statistics and history reports can also be very valuable in your traffic building efforts. Technorati is another growing community on the web, and many businesses have become an overnight traffic building success with just one or two articles. Technorati is a dynamic blog and social bookmarking community, a place for tech-savvy visitors to keep up with the latest news. Developing content that is a strong fit on this site can help you maintain visibility and deliver a strong message. Since this site is very media-rich, it can be helpful to add content such as video clips, podcasts, and even audio files to supplement your entries. Reaching the dig.com front page offers similar opportunities, and the community itself is growing at a rapid pace. The site is completely user-driven, which means that you will need to become popular enough to be submitted on a specific topic. However, if your article or content can be submitted to this directory and reach the front pages, the potential for instant traffic is very high. Dig articles have a strong potential for sharing and distribution, and each category is arranged into subjects such as education, sport, news, religion, and music. You learned that the best way to reach the Dig top ranks is to add a widget to your website. Widgets work in a similar way as a badge on a website, making it much easier for a random visitor to simply submit your site. After submission, the article or piece of content is rated by other readers, and the more digs it receives, the more potential it will have to reach the front page top 10. Top 10 diggers often receive traffic counts in the thousands, so this offers a prime opportunity for your website and brand. In Chapter 6, you learned how to promote social bookmarking content and tags even further. Instead of taking a direct approach with social bookmarking websites, it's also possible to take advantage of your content and start distributing it on blogs, social networking communities, user-generated platforms, and even viral videos. Both Squidoo and Dig offer several advantages and options. You can begin building a following after consistent effort and developing fresh content for submission. Squidoo was introduced in this chapter, a blossoming community on the web that's home to a collection of tools and web applications to share information. Squidoo can serve as a supplement to your blog or website, offering a chance to spotlight a blog, create another social network, add tags, and create space for any affiliate marketing ventures you may be interested in. Since the web is growing in diverse and dynamic ways, Squidoo is another place to take advantage of user-generated content in one platform. You learned how to set up your Squidoo lens and how the strategy could help your online marketing efforts. The key benefits of using Squidoo include building extra channels, building a list of subscribers, creating a personal profile, and turning PLR articles into revenue generators. In addition to creating this mirror of your website or blog, the chance to increase visitors and traffic from existing Squidoo lenses is much higher. You can reach targeted communities and channels in this lively and growing community. Since Squidoo is absolutely free, it offers you a chance to develop a set of lenses that complement your business and help boost your brand. In Chapter 6, we also discussed how to build your first lens and why it's important to reach the top 100 level in the community. The top lenses have a few significant traits, and these include providing quality information, keeping up with the latest news, making sure the lens is personable and approachable in style, and making sure it's easy to read. Although developing a strong Squidoo presence can take a few weeks, even months, it is important to keep updating it with relevant information, just as you would with your website or blog. Promoting affiliate links on this site can also serve a secondary purpose, and you can make product recommendations or simply spotlight key products as you start to attract new visitors. In this chapter, you also learned how and why you need to participate regularly on Dig. Dig.com is one of the web's largest social networking platforms and offers you a chance to enjoy instant traffic increases. You learned how to get people to submit content to Dig, and how finding relevant content in your niche market can help you find potential prospects. Tracking down specific topics that are popular at any given time is also a way to develop new content for your website. In this chapter, you learned about the key aspects of making your content and information dig-friendly. You learned why it's important to style and showcase your content in a particular way, and why it's important to provide a catchy title or description. Overall, both Dig and Squidoo have proven to be effective online marketing channels for a variety of industries and businesses. Chapter 7 discusses the nature of tagging and pinging and how to make them work for you as you venture into social bookmarking and internet marketing overall. Tagging and pinging are common terms used in web publishing, essentially alerting search engines and web aggregators that there's something new on the web. This is important for search engine placement and gaining prominence in various directories and indexes. Still, there are some rules and strategies involved in making sure that these are submitted appropriately. Many search engines can spot a spamming effort when dealing with tagging and pinging submissions, and it's important to follow all rules and guidelines to make sure you're cooperating. In this chapter, you learned exactly what tags are on the web and how they're used today. You also learned how to capture the appropriate tags using the keyword method, and how a growing number of portals and websites are offering tagging systems to index their content. You learned how to develop context for each of these, and the value of tag clouds on many of today's most popular social bookmarking sites. You also learned the value of pinging, and how it was used initially across many blog and website portals. Pings identify the web address to various hosts, and today, this is a relatively automated process. In Chapter 8, you learned how to use your blog as a social bookmarking platform. Social bookmarking has become a very popular way for consumers, and essentially your customers, to gain insight about your company, or just stay up to date on relevant news. Blogs offer multiple opportunities for launching your business across social media channels, and it's moved far beyond the casual journal style when it first became popular. Blogging culture allows you to reach your target market on a daily basis, and providing high-quality content is an essential part of keeping your visitors engaged. Driving traffic by promoting a blog can be a valuable way to increase your social bookmarking efforts. Blogs can help break out your website into specific categories, and designed with your logo and brand so that you can increase brand awareness through each and every promotional effort. In Chapter 8, you also learned how to set up your blog to become more appropriate for today's leading social media channels. You learned how to format and develop widgets for easy social bookmarking use, and how larger networks could pick up your blog easily. You also learned how to increase your blog's popularity with social bookmarking sites, and the value of submitting individual articles directly from the blog as a potential traffic builder. Badges and chicklets were introduced in this chapter, allowing you to place social bookmarking tools directly within your text. We discussed the power of backlinks and trackbacks for your blog, and how these can help you keep track of your customer responses, as well as boost your online presence when other bloggers and participants linked back to you. Finally, in Chapter 9, we discussed the dangers of spamming, and how to make social bookmarking work for you in a positive way. Both social bookmarking search engines and the standard search engines on the internet make use of special spam filters to remove unwanted content. In addition to spam bots that are often found lurking on sites, making sure that you are not exploiting social bookmarking networks is a top priority. Any communities that feel that your content is spam or that it may have an alternative purpose may be removed from the site, and your profile may lose credibility. In addition, a site moderator could also remove you from the site completely. In this chapter, you learn the importance of building your brand and company, but also how to ensure that you're not booted off a social bookmarking network. Some of the key ways to do this include publishing relevant content and only using the appropriate amount of keywords. Keyword density also plays a role in search engine rankings, and you have a higher chance of earning strong rankings on search engines with the appropriate amount of keywords and quality links in the article. You learn the importance of avoiding the use of duplicate content and how to write carefully constructed articles so that they could be valuable to both the search engines and social bookmarking communities. You also learned how to determine if free social submission directory software was right for you. Social software submissions services make it much easier to bookmark and send out a single link to multiple social bookmarking sites instead of visiting each site directly and having to submit it. Although it may not be appropriate for all companies, it can be a helpful addition to a blog or website that needs an instant boost and can afford the risk of joining what some call social bookmarking spammer networks. I prefer to call them social bookmarking cooperatives.